How a top-of-the-line U.S. Navy warship could be T-boned by a slower, less maneuverable container ship remains inexplicable. But the result is indisputable. 7 American sailors dead and the USS Fitzgerald limping into port. Vice Admiral Joseph O'Coin, commander of the 7th Fleet, said the crew had to fight to keep the ship afloat.
The damage is mostly underneath the waterline, and it's a large gash near the keel of the ship.
The Japanese Coast Guard said the ACX Crystal plowed into the Fitzgerald at 1:30 in the morning local time, as the Philippine flag vessel was headed from Nagoya to offload cargo in Tokyo Bay. A website that tracks commercial vessels shows the Crystal making a sharp change of course at exactly that time, as if it had run into something and was coming about to see what it was. The container ship had a crew of only 20 and may well have been operating on autopilot. The Fitzgerald and its crew of 300 was outbound. Its bridge watch would have included an officer of the deck, radar operators, and lookouts. They should have been able to see the Crystal coming from at least 10 miles away. That would leave plenty of time to alter course and to alert the captain. But Commander Bryce Benson was still in his cabin when the Crystal struck.
His cabin was destroyed. He's lucky to be alive.
An investigation will determine who made what mistakes, but in the U.S. Navy, the captain is held responsible for everything that happens aboard his ship. Anthony?
David Martin. Thanks, David.